We're up to let's start from eating. We didn't get to eating. Let's start. Also, la'adam shayitaim. Towards the bottom, the third to last paragraph in the bottom. Also, la'adam shayitaim kulam. Okay, I want to try to move. So try not to get me distracted. Also, la'adam. Also, la'adam shayitaim kulam. It is forbidden for a person to taste. Now, he is a very man. We have to remember this. Our sight. You have to remember. This was probably the first halacha sefer in the category of what we would call a kitzur shulchan aruch ever written. Okay, there were halachas from that written way before this, the Tur, the Rambam. There were a lot of, besides with them, the Tur, anything besides the Tur and the Rambam, probably the sefer mitzvah gedolah, they were the smag, the smak. They were basically other halachas farm written before this. But this was probably the first kitzur shulchan aruch, practical, short compendium of basic halacha for the common man written in history. Okay, Sefer Chasidim. And he puts together halacha with a little musar, and it was 800 years ago. So you have to take that into context. He writes here, this also l'adam shayitim klum or shayasa shum locha mi'acha sha'ol amur ha'shach ad she'yispalo. Now what does that mean? Don't take a drink. Shayitim is a very powerful word, which means you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to take a cup of coffee. You're not allowed to put anything in your mouth at all or do any shum locha to look at your email or to even glance at what is the weather. Mi'acha sha'ol amur ha'shach ad she'yispalo. Now, 800 years later, a lot has changed since that. A lot of the Baalei Halacha have taken issue. Maybe not everything that says Sefer Chasidim is absolute halacha. Okay, it's a kitzer. It's a compendium. It's a kitzer. Oh, exactly. Hit it on the head. A lot of what he writes. Exactly. So today we live in a world where we're like, you have to know, you have to break every. What is the absolute halacha? What is the minog? What is the minig of Chassidim, of Ashkenazim, of Chassidim, a minig of Sfaradim, okay, minig Teiman, this minig and that minig. He's not doing that. He's giving you all mixed together the halacha with the minig, with what is correct, a little musar as well. This is the fantastic sefer because we can use it as a springboard to go and dissect it. What is he talking? Where did he get this from? What's the source for this? But in any event, it goes to show that today we niskadnu hadoiris. And today it's not accepted to be so machmir, but the makar is lo soichlu al hadam. You're not allowed to eat anything before you pray for your blood. Literally, it means lo soichlu. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat blood. Like you're not allowed to eat meat before you clean it from its blood. That's the pshutoy shel mikra. Chazal have darshan made a drasha. Dam is a code word for praying for your own blood, for your life. It is forbidden to eat before you daven to Hashem that He should grant you another day of life.
The question is, do you have to completely daven, or can you say just brachas
that then eat? That excellent. That's another factor which you have to take into consideration. Excellent. He doesn't make any differentiation. He says, period. The word yitoim is a very powerful word which seemingly means zero. Don't put anything into your mouth. Not even a cup of water. Until when? Until you daven. Yispal means the whole davening from beginning to end, from Moda Ani all the way until the end of the Yom Kaddish Yasim. Obviously today we don't accept that. Today we've lightened the severity of what is the exact requirement and what is the minug. First of all, it says do not eat, which means you're l'chatchila, without any question, permitted to take a drink. What are you allowed to drink? Water for sure. Can you have coffee? Yes. Can you have sugar? So the Mishnah Berurah, very surprisingly, which was not written all that long ago, says that it is usur. No. It is usur to add sugar into your coffee. Forbidden. Is that accepted today? No. This is one of the things that we don't pass. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, we live in a Mishnah Berurah world, but it does not appear that the minhag olam is to follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. It's ma'aseh b'chol yom. People, they add to their coffee sugar or sweetener and milk, whatever they need to drink the coffee to their satisfaction before davening, it is accepted. That's not part of the violation. If I'm not going to have a cup of coffee, I'm not going to be able to daven properly. I'm not going to be able to daven properly. And many have gone even further to allow you to eat. It's no secret that in Chabad, the minig is you have kiddush before you daven. That's their minig. Yeah. It's categorically forbidden. It is. It's not even talking about. It's awesome. Okay, the nashim, the women, maybe it's motor. For women, there's a different set of rules, different standard. Women are not mechuyev to daven to the same degree. Men are mechuyev to daven, but soichel adam does not necessarily apply to them at least to the same degree. So therefore, for women, it's permitted. Today, the excuse is that Niskanu Hadas were very, very weak. We cannot concentrate, we cannot even daven unless we are fully alert and satisfied. And in Chabad, it's standard. This is what they do. There's no secrets. If they do it on Shabbos, I don't know what they do during the week. You're right, I don't know what they do during the week. It doesn't seem like they do it during the week. It does not seem so. But on Shabbos, it's a long davening. It go to any Chabad house, first thing is Kiddush. Have a shear. This is the way. A shear with kiddush. Yeah. No. They do not. No. There's no kiddush al yayin. No, I'm sorry. There's no kiddush because you're not chiyuv kiddush until you finish shachris. So there's no chiyuv kiddush. Breakfast. They have food. They have a nice spread. In all the Chabad houses, they have a nice spread and they have a shear and that gets you warmed up for davening, and then the davening begins.
Because it's the Rebbe's part. One of the Rebbe says,
because this halacha, right, and this is the psak of this is the Gedolei Yisrael. Not this is what is done. It's accepted, and by the Litvisha world, you know, people are making laws. So if a person cannot daven well unless he has breakfast, it's okay. It's fine. Just take note that here it is. He's very, very harsh on this halacha. Shum halacha. It is forbidden to do anything. The first thing you do in the morning is to daven. Not to get up early and to check the email, to catch up on all the news. Unfortunately, people do that. They get up early and they do their work. They have a whole seder in checking their email and finishing up. And then they go to daven. It's not proper. That is, according to everyone, it's not proper. The first thing you do when you get up in the morning is to go to daven. If it's not yet this man davening, okay, it's not this man davening, but if it's already alois hashachar, it's already 6 o'clock in the morning. So if you should not go to a 7 o'clock minyan and spend an hour doing work. You should go to a 6 o'clock minyan and then come home and do work. That no one, I've not heard anyone give a heter to do anything before you daven. Next, she'ela shalom shel chachamim. What? No, learning is an exception. Learning is permitted. Learning is 100% permitted to do before davening. That is not called melacha. Melach here means a davar shel choil, where you put mundane needs before matters of holiness. And in fact, the Gemara says, if you're oisik in learning, you potter from davening. And no one's going to tell you today, there's anyone in this world today that's on a madrega, on such a holy madrega where his learning is so chashuv, to be toirasai umnasai, to be exempt from davening, does not exist. But however, the halacha does carry weight in regard to what you just mentioned, that you're allowed to learn before davening. Okay, it's a chiddush. Nikar adin, if a person who's toirasai umnasai, he's potter from davening. He's not potter from saying kriya shma. He has to say at least one pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but does not need to daven three Shemona Esreis, can just sit and learn the entire day. In ancient times, he said many times, in the Batei Midrashos, there was no minyan for davening. If you want to daven, you go to Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis Medrash, it's only learning. You're learning, you're not chayef to daven. Today, we don't learn with the same intensity, so no one can say they're parted from davening. However, it does have, this halacha remains in force to the degree that if you want to learn before davening, you can learn. Because if you're learning, you're not mechuyev to daven. Talmud Torah, keneged kulam, you can daven, and you can learn and you're part of davening. You're not potter, you have to daven before this man tefillah, but you can learn, at least you can learn before davening. Next, she'ela shalom shel chacham hashoel, what about asking? It is forbidden to ask, to say shalom aleichem. Saying good morning is permitted. Let's see the whole paragraph. Hashol oimer tzafra demaratov. You are permitted to say good morning. Tzafra means the morning of the master. Tov may be good. You're allowed to say good morning because you're not using Hashem's name. Shalom is Hashem's name. And to say Shalom Aleichem, you're giving a person a bracha. May Hashem be with you. You're not allowed to give a person a bracha using Hashem's name before you yourself will mevakesh from Hashem your own life. You can say Tzafra D'Moritov, that's just a matter of manners. It's manners when you walk into shul to say to the person by the door, good morning. Tzafra D'Moritov. Now here he's saying a very beautiful thing. V'ameshiv Koifel HaShalom is a very, very beautiful thing over here. A principle, the general rule, you always have to give back more than what you get. Hakaras HaToiv. The one who responds, he says, good morning. May the day of Master be good. V'arich, and may it be long. Le'oilam, forever. And he explains here the reason why you have to add the two words, V'arich le'oilam, because HaMeshiv, the one who responds, is koifel hashalom, has to double it. And the way you double it is by adding the word v'arich le'olam. Like if you say to a person, have a good day, so you say to him a good vach. I mean, you say a person wish you a good vach, you wish him a good year, a good yar. That's the minik. It's a famous story with one of the Gedolei Yisrael. I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rosh Hashanah was on a Tuesday. And Mitzvah Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, someone wished him a good vach, have a good week. And Rav Auerbach responded, a good yar, as he does every single week, every Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't have a good week, I respond, have a good yar. And then when he went home, he realized that he responded with a bracha that's shorter, that's less than the bracha he received. The fellow wished Rav Eliashiv, have a good week, and he responded, have a good year. There are only 3 days left to the year. He wished me a bracha for 7 days, and I only got a bracha, and I only gave back a bracha for 3 days. And he was disturbed to no end. And he asked his son to find that person. And the son went to great lengths to track down that person. He came to the house, whatever it was, and he told him, no, I don't wish you just a good 3 days. I wish you a good 3 days plus another whole year. Because the minhag Yisrael is to wish back more than what you get. Could be, yeah. If someone says to you, Shabbat Shalom, you respond back, Shabbat Shalom, Mubarak, what?
What happens if you wish you a good year? Good to Mashiach.
If someone wishes you a good year, what do you answer back? I don't know. The convention is the basic convention. People do things out of the ordinary. So what are you going to do? You have to deal in the world of normalcy. The convention is: if someone wishes you a good day, you're supposed to wish him a good week. If he wishes you a good week, he's supposed to wish him a good year. Okay, that's all. That's where the minute stops. Okay. I don't know the answer. Okay, that's what it is. Someone says to you, give a bracha. So they say, Hamavarich Misparich, the one who has blessed, may he be blessed. Kafel umuchupo, double and double over. Some people, they say that. You give someone a bracha, they say back, and you should be blessed. Whatever you gave me should come to you, double. Double and doubled over again. That is, where does it come from? I don't know if it's a minig. There must be a makar. I don't know the makar. You have to find. I haven't looked at the makar, but he mentions this over here. Hameshiv koifel hashalom. You don't get this type of thing in the Mishnah Berurah. These type of insights. Yeah.
Abesin.
Okay. This is a very beautiful minik. Next, tefilois kineged tvidim tiknum v'oimer tishmeru lahakavli b'mo'ado. It says in the pasuk, "You shall be on guard to offer it to me in its set time." And we learn from this passage, Tiknu Mamodais, Shayu Oimdim Al Gabon, the people, the common men, should be present when the Korbanos are being offered. Lefichach Tzarech Adam Lamoid B'Shoshu Mispal Yitches Brachas. Now we said something very, very fascinating, which is not what you typically hear. We're brainwashed to why do we dive in Shachris? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they were Maktir, the Tomid Shelbein Harboim. He seems to say that's incorrect. The Talmud Shalbein Harboim was offered by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Not by the common man. Okay, by a few people. How many people, says the Mishnah Talmud? 9 people? How many people participated? 13 people, I don't remember. It's the Mishnah Masechta Talmud. 13 people, 9 people. How many people participated in the bringing, the offering of the Talmud Shalbein Shal Shachar? One did the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika. They cut up the animal, and they have a procession. They bring the animal to the ramp. They salt it. They daven Shachris. They come back. It comes out. It's not more than whatever, 15, 20 people. The whole thing brings. There's a Klal Yisrael. Today, Baruch Hashem, there are 15 million Jews in Klal Yisrael. So everyone has to daven Shachris. Only 15 people brought the Talmud Shal Shach. You have to have everyone. So the answer is in Bisman Shabbos Hamishal Yikayim. We all know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. Just like the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, the Levim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, and just like the Nevim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, the Yisraelim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. Every person was part of a group. Every person, if we had a basic list today, everyone would know which mishmar, your number, which mishmar you belong to. And you were on duty twice a year. Twice a year, every 24 weeks, you had to show up to Yerushalayim. You had to show up, whether you like it or not. Whatever you're doing at work, it's too bad. You got to show, like, it's like doing miluim in Eretz Yisrael, right? If you're part of the army, you don't got a choice. You don't got a choice. You got to quit your job. You got to show up. You got to do whatever they tell you to do. Where do you show up to? The Beis Hamikdash. What do? You fast. Go on diet. You fast 4 of the 6 days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what do? The whole day, the whole morning, the whole afternoon? You daven. You stand. There's a mokum yuchid. And when the Kohanim, at the moment when they were offering the Korban, the Yisraelim who are on duty would daven to Hashem that Hashem should be mekabel the Korban, should accept the Korban. So he says, the Sefer Chassidim says that you're not going to hear. You're not going to hear. You go with the average guy in the street. What do you daven Shachris? Avram Avinu was a Mesak in Shachris. The Talmud Shal Shachar. No. It's not the Talmud Shal Shachar. It's the Yisraelim who would stand outside the Beis HaMikdash in a group and fast the entire day, except for Sunday and Friday, and lane a special Kriyas HaTorah and the Tshuva, and would learn the whole week that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be mekabel the Karban. The Shachris that we are doing today was kineged that Maimonides. That Maimot. Okay, it's an amazing thing. We try to connect to the Korban. No. Connect to the people who davened. It's exactly not doing anything different than what was done with Bizman Shabbos Hamidash Hashem. When you say it's the Korban, so you cop out. Korban, there's no Korban. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban. So no, we just all make-believe. Fantasy world. Make-believe. Yeah. No. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, if there was a Beis HaMikdash today, you would be doing exactly the same thing. No difference. You would be davening a Shmona Esrei. And what would your Shmona Esrei be? Same thing. Part of it would be Hashem, also they'll give you a Yehiratz. They probably had it printed from art scroll or Yehiratz on what to say that Hashem should mekabel the Tzvila of the Karban. They probably insert into the Nusach Tzvila. But you'd be davening the same Shmona Esrei. You have a fast day. So you're doing exactly the same thing that was done Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Shoyekayim. You're not going to get this from another halacha sefer. We can't think that the Mishnah should only go by the fichel. Therefore, tzarech adam la'amoid b'shoshim mispal yud ches brachos, and that's why he says it's called the Amida. Why is the Shmoyne Esrei called the Amida? So pasha pshat, you oimed lifnei hamelach. That's the pasha pshat. I'm oimed lifnei hamelach. But there's another pshat. He doesn't say the Sefer Chassidim lifnei hamelach. The average person in yeshiva will tell you oimed lifnei hamelach. It's not what he says. It's the ma'amodos. There was a ma'amod. And when we dive in the Shemayin Esrei, we're doing exactly what they did during the ma'amodos. It's a ma'amod. It's a ma'amod.
By the ma'amodos? Or
it was incorporated? The Anshe Knesset Gdoila, the for sure, I mean, we don't really know what they said. There's no record exactly the Nusach HaTzvila. The Anshe Knesset Gdoila existed during that time. I mean, they existed during the end, the tail end of the Bayis Sheni. And they were Misaki in the Shemona Esrei. I don't know. No one knows exactly the Nusach HaTzvil of the Ma'amodos. We know there was a Ma'amodos. The Nusach HaTzvila, there is no record. What exactly the Mishnah is, Mishnah is, it says in Tainus, it says a little bit there. But exactly the Nusach, I don't know. Okay, but this, the idea is the same. B'shah, that's why, B'shah Shu Mispal Yudches Brachos, you have to stand, because you're doing exactly what was on. V'chai V'anus Amin Al Kol Bracha U'Bracha Shenemar Pisru Shon V'yavi Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. What does the word Emunim mean? Emunim means those who guard the faith. And what is the Chazal Dash, the word Emunim? Emunim comes from the Shemesh of Amen. Kel Melech Neman. They're guardians of the word Amen. Sh'oimim Amen Yavdin Tzadik. We had a whole shiur on this. And any time someone gives a bracha, you have an obligation, some hold it's a deraisa, some hold it's a midrabanan, to answer amen. The pasuk, when we learned, we discussed this, I don't think we quoted this pasuk, we quoted the other pasuk of kishem Hashem ekra havugoydel elokeinu. From that, some learned that it's a din de oiraisa, you mechuyiv to answer amen. Not only mechuyiv to answer amen on someone gives a bracha to you, but if someone gives the bracha to someone else, people don't know this, go to a Beis Ovel. Okay, and the Menachemim, they say to the Ovel, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem B'Soch Shavei Letzion V'Yerushalayim. So today already people know, today we live in a Dor Deah, that the Avelim are supposed to answer Amen. Okay, years ago Avelim didn't know this. Say, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem B'Soch Shavei Letzion V'Yerushalayim. Thank you very much. Have a nice day, right? No, you're supposed to, you're mechuyif to answer amen. Because they're giving you a bracha. Okay? They're giving you a very chashuv bracha. They're even using Hashem's name. Hamokim means Hashem's name. Not only is the ovel mechuyif to answer amen, the people sitting around are mechuyif to answer amen. So if Rechman al-Tzlan, you go to Beis Ovel, and a guy all of a sudden he gets up and he says, okay, I gotta go to work. I'm out of here. Off to the races. You who are sitting next to him in the audience are mechuyev to answer amen. Not just the person who is being comforted, but the people sitting around also are mechuyev to answer amen. Most people don't know this. Okay? And it's a chiv. What's the makar? Was here. It says here, the chayiv la'anois amen al kol bracha ubracha shenemar. Every bracha that's made by during the davening, birchas hashachar, birchas shmona esrei, everything the shliach tzibur says, you got to answer amen. The makar he quotes this pasuk, pisku shu open up the gates, v'yavai, and may the nation klai shel goy tzadik shomer, who guard emunim, who guard the faith.
What is the difference between amen and amen?
That amen in this world, amen in the next world. Chazal or Masakin, that because of that Bikarsim. Here's a good question. I don't know the exact answer. It was a late, it's pasuk. It's a pasuk. Amen, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Amen, the amen. Look, the Isha, it says in the parish of Saita, she answers amen, v'amr ha'isha, amen, amen. And Chazal Darshan, amen, I was not mezana with this man, and amen, I was not mezana with another man. In the parish of Saita, it says amen twice. So she has to answer amen twice. The Chazal explained, when we base HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem Yolam, amen, the amen, it means Hashem is amen in this world. Everything that happens in this world, Hashem is faithful. And whatever happens in the next world, whatever's going on over there in the next world is also faithful. Emunah in Hashem Yolam HaSeh, and Emunah in Yolam Haba. The more you learn, you know, it's very interesting, the more you learn, the more you get this sense, no one ever came back to tell us what's going on over there. Okay, no one ever got, but the more you learn, the more you get the impression that in Olam HaEmes, it's very much like Olam HaZeh, meaning you need faith there also. Not everything there is like super obvious. There are many levels. There are many places to go. There are many activities. There are many things that happen. Very similar to what happens in this world, and there are challenges. There are challenges in faith. There are challenges in everything. I have no idea what I'm saying. I have no idea what I'm saying because I'm not going to say no. But you really get this idea comes out over and over. What do you have to have faith in the next world for? What does it mean? Hashem is faithful in this world. When you're in the next world, you'll see it all. If you see it all, you don't need faith. Faith is when you don't know. You have to believe. If I can touch it, I have it in my hands, I don't need to believe in anything. It's real. And when it's real, that's not what we call faith. The Chazal over and over say that in the next world, it's also something called faith. Which means in the next world, it's a whole world. It's a world that parallels this world. Just like in this world, not everything is so clear. And it requires emunah. In the next world, there's also a requirement of emunah. The Gemara talks about apikarsim. The Gemara talks about people that brought up the dead. They brought back Yeshu. They brought back this one. They brought back that one. All the colorful Ishi HaTanach were brought back into this world. And then what's going on in the next world? And not everyone was a Maimon. Some of the people they brought back, the Garden of Dilos, were the same Russia. Everything business as usual. And they say, yeah, I'm suffering. I'm sitting in Gehenna. I get burnt every single day. But don't you see the MS? No, I don't. It's all the same. And this one says, yeah, they're very good, but just stay away from the Jews. They're very good. And this one says, yeah, the Taka very good. You get the sensation. I don't know, maybe I'm saying nonsense. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there that we don't know. We think it's black and white. Once you pass over, everything is super clear. All the questions are answered. I'm sure somewhere they are answered. Hashem is MS, there's no doubt about that. But it's not like you turn on a switch. There's a lot of complicated things there.
Back to the subject.
Right, good, thank you for telling me. No, I appreciate that. Okay, but this is a very important thing. Sha'ayimim amen. He asked me the question. Amen the amen. There's a moon in this world, and there's a moon in the next world. It doesn't just mean that we in this world have to have a moon in the next world. It means even when we get into the next world, you think you're finished? You think you're finished? This world is just the practice of the type of emunah you're going to need to come onto in the next world. So you need a lot of practice in this world.
If you're next. Next
to you. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. There's a whole shulach.
The
what?
They come late and they put the tefillin on, they say your brachas out loud and stuff like that.
Okay, there's a whole shulach of when you're allowed to be mafsik. Okay, but if you're not in a time where if you're not in a mokoyim, in a place in the davening where you're not allowed to be mafsik and so makes a bracha, it's not a reshus. Oh, if I'm in a good mood, I'll answer amen. Oh, I'm not interested. If I'm in a good mood, I'll answer amen. Pesuk the Zimra. I'm not interested. I want to read what it says. I want to read the divrei Torah on the table. No, you're mechuyev to answer amen. You have an obligation. If someone makes a bracha, you have an obligation. It's not a reshus. If I want to, I will. If I don't want to, I don't will. Just like you mechuyev to wear tefillin, you mechuyev to be a shomer Shabbos, you mechuyev to eat only kosher meat, you mechuyev to answer amen if someone makes a bracha.
So is it right for them to say the bracha out loud after you start
davening? Yes.
Only when it's halachically permissible.
Permissible. Permissible. When it's permissible, of course. Right. If you are in a place of davening where you're not allowed to answer amen, so then you're not allowed to answer amen. But he can make the brachas, because under eight. As long as it doesn't disturb you.
And sometimes you should say amen for other bracha.
On your own bracha.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a topic of conversation. You only make a bracha on amen when you finish a complete inyan. Birchas hamazon. How many brachas are there midoraisa birchas hamazon? Three. So when you finish the third bracha, the series, you answer amen on your own bracha. Where else did this? What? Yishtabach? What?
No,
there's another
in Shabbat. Also,
what?
In Shabbat also.
When there's another example, I forgot what the other example is. End of the Pesukim of the Zimra. It's true. End of the Pesukim really ends. You are correct. You are correct. Some say Amen after Yishtabach. Only the Sfarad, not Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, Melech Mehulol Batish Bochois. Ashkenazim do not answer Amen. Sfaradim, you're telling me they do answer amen. That's because when you're the end of a series, Pesukim de Zimra is two brachas, so you answer amen at the end. Shmoneh Eshrei, I don't know why we don't do it. We do it by Birchas Hamazon. I think there's another place, I forgot where it is, another place where you answer amen to your own bracha. That's only when you finish a series, but you generally you answer amen. What?
We have amen.
You have amen. Right, Sfaradim, but Ashkenazim. Okay, that's halacha. to answer. I'm going to answer. I'm going next. Next, the gadol ayim ayim yosem and amavarech. The one who answers amen gets more credit than the one who makes the bracha. Now, what does that mean exactly? Why? Look at the Masechta Chasidim says shum moide levircha is amavarech. The amavarech in the masker el shem echad ve'oyne amen masker be shemais. Why? And what does that mean? He's saying something a little bit mystical. Ki amen oyle begematria geshem yud kei v'shem aleph dalet, which is 91 plus the combination of amen is shav. I've done the math. Is aleph dalet is aleph. 41 and yud kei vav kei is 26. So together it is 90.
No, amen. 91.
Aleph.
91.
Sfit is. 65
and
26. 65 and 26. Is 91. And amen is begematria 91. Okay, so Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud. Adnus. Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud is 65. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. 26 plus 65 is 91. Amen is 91. Okay, so we now have an appreciation that Amen, and what is Adnus? Adnus represents Midas Hadin, Odoin, mastery. Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Midas Harachamim. Hashem created the world with balance. Everything in this world is a balance. Din and Rachamim. This the shlemus of the world is Hashem's anhaga, is Hashem has the infinite amount of rachamim, but you can't get away with murder. If you do a crime, you're going to be punished. Rachamim has to be balanced with din. Din has to be balanced with rachamim. Amen is the shlemus of both. It captures the combination of adnus and yudke vavke of rachamim. So that's why we say amen. He's even greater than the one who makes the bracha. Because the one who makes the bracha, what did it say? Baruch atah. He says, Ado. The only thing that comes out of his mouth is Adnos. Even though in the Siddur it says Yudke Vavke, how do you pronounce Hashem's name? You pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yun. So when you're making the bracha, what are you saying? Adnos. The one who answers the bracha, what is he saying? Amen, which is both. So Godol Ha'oine Amen Yoisem in Hamavarech means the one who answers Amen is saying two names of Hashem, whereas the one who said Hashem's name is only saying Adnos, one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Godol Ha'oine Amen Yoisem in Havarech Shum Moid Nadi. That's the second. Number two is to be Moide. There's a very deep psychological idea to admit. It takes a lot more in this world to admit than to propose, to suggest. Okay? You can talk all you want, right? You say your ideas. Skyva! You say my ideas in life. For a person to go and accept, you're right. Human beings have the nature to be combative. Correct? We're very combative. You say, whatever you'll say, I'll say the opposite. If you would have started off the shiur by saying the opposite, I would have said the opposite. This is human nature. This is the way Hashem made a person. You want to say that, pumfa carrots. Only because you said it. If you would have started off the other way, I would be the other way around. And you'll become the biggest believer in what you have to say only because he said the opposite.
Not so much about Shalom.
So Chazal say that because we're afraid the person will die in the middle. Of saying Shabbat Shalom. He'll say for a Shalom, he might have a heart attack. You're blown away, right? It's a Gemara. It's hard to understand. It's a concept. It's not necessarily practical. If a person says Shalom, you've said Hashem's name in vain. Hashem's name is Shalom. It's Hashem's name. Why don't you say Hashem's name? No, I want it to be a blessing for you. Shalom. There should be Shalom Shabbos. The Shabbos for you should be of peace.
So why don't we respond Amen?
Why don't we respond to the...
We answer back.
What?
Shalom Mivarak. We don't say amen. We said, if you say gezuntheit, okay. We said, say amen.
You're really supposed to say amen. We don't say amen gezuntheit either. Okay, you answered a very good question. So the answer borders on something like this. Shalom is not a yudke vavke. Shalom is, it refers to Hashem, but doesn't have the full status of Hashem. You're only mechuyev, we was in a whole shiur on this. You're only mechuyev, what is it? This is in Shmoni. So the Sardim, at the end of Shmoni Esrei, they answer Amen. Hamavarech es amo Yisrael bashalom Amen. What? No, every person says Amen. You say Amen yourself when you daven?
Yeah.
No, the private individual when the private in the Sardim.
Belachash,
when you daven the silent Shmon Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanvarech Asamo Yisrael Bashalom Amen. You answer Amen to your own Baracha only when the very last Baracha of the Shmon Esrei, because it winds down the end of Shmon Esrei.
The Quran also we say.
Okay, Baruch Asamozin. What?
And you don't say it because there's shalom at the end?
No. It's because the end of a series of blessings, you answer amen to your own blessing. There are 19 blessings in Shmoneh Esrei. The first 18, even the Sfardim, do not answer amen to their own blessing. But when they come to blessing number 19, which is the Gemar, they answer amen to their own blessing. We only do it when we Berachas Hamazon. There are only three Berachas Ben HaTorah, the Berach of Hazon, Noidelcha, and Rachim, which ends Yerushalayim. Uvenei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh B'mher of Yomenu, Baruch Ato Hashem, B'nei V'rachamav Yerushalayim, Amen. What are you answering Amen to your own bracha? It's because this is the conclusion of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon Min HaTorah. It is a series of three blessings. We go on, and we recite a fourth blessing, which is a later takana, a midrabana, but it's not a deraisa. That's the only thing that we do. The Sfaradim do it in other examples, in the Shemoneh Esrei. They do it at the end of Pesukei Dezimra. The Pesukei Dezimra, there are two blessings. There's Baruch She'amar, and then you say all the brachos, and all the mizmorim, and then you conclude at the end with Yishtabach, which is the bracha that is Goymer, the Pesukei Dezimra. Okay, we don't do this, and you should be aware that there are Ashkenazim who will not answer Amen after V'nei Yerushalayim. Okay, almost everyone I know answers V'nei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh B'mherav V'nei Baruch Atah Hashem B'nei V'achmav Yerushalayim Amen. But there are people, a lot of people, I don't know the numbers, who do not, their tradition is you don't answer Amen when you finish the third bracha in Birchas Hamazon. Why? Just like they don't answer Amen for the end of Shemona Esrei, they're consistent. Whatever it is.
Yashkenazim, when you say Merech Olam Amin, and Chazan say, you don't say Amen?
What?
When the Chazan say Ishtabah, Merech Elhaya Olam Amin.
The Tzibor answers Amen. The Tzibor. Okay. But when the private person says it,
two times.
You say twice. Correct. Okay, so very now he sits over here, two eye concepts, two very beautiful concepts. You don't see this. He says the reason why Chag Chazan, this is a very powerful statement. The one that answers Amen is better than the one who makes the bracha. Number one, he says the psychological concept. Yeah. He makes the psychological concept because the idea is because the one who answers Amen is admitting, is confirming. It takes a lot more courage to confirm than to state or to suggest. When you make a statement, it's kaiva, this is what I hold. I hold the Ribbono Shel Olam is blessed for this reason. For a person to say, I agree. You know, that takes more courage to humble yourself to someone else's opinion than to state your own opinion. And that is greater, we take it for granted, Baruch Hashem, because we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's, you know, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they didn't see eye to eye. Shammai and Hillel, they're both praising Hashem. Whatever they did, their avodah, Shammai holds, you light 8 candles the first day. Hillel says you only light 1 candle the first day. So when Shammai's lighting 8 candles, what are you doing, Hillel? What are you doing, Shammai? What are you, crazy? That's how you serve Hashem? By lighting 8 candles? You light 1 candle. When Shammai says, Hillel, this is how you serve Hashem? By lighting 1 candle, light 8 candles. So is Shammai going to answer Amen? Is Shammai going to answer Amen to Lahalig Ner Shel Chanukah of Hillel? Is Hillel going to answer? Okay, they're going to answer Amen, but you understand the point. I don't like what you're doing. You're serving Hashem by lighting 8 candles on the first day? What are you doing? You know what? I'm not going to answer amen to your bracha l'halik ner shel Chanukah because I don't like what you're doing. You're not, this is not a derech. Now, avoid this Hashem. For me to humble myself and to say, listen, I have my opinion, but the halacha is like you, I humble myself. Amen. That takes courage. Even when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. M'meila gadol ha'oine amen yoyse min ha'mevorech. Pshat! Where are you going to get some pshat? Not say chassidim. Number two. Amen, this is more, you know, Kabbalistic type of pshat. If you like this type of stuff, I'm not too, you know, we don't like the gematrias. It's Yudke Vavke, Adnus, 91. Amen is 91. Gematria. Now, the next thing over here is should be the parish shamilois. It's amen. We made this. You know, we really made this up. I don't know if it really means the Torah does not write gematrius the nutrigen. The Torah is written every word in the Torah is not a nutrigen. When the Torah says, "V'amro ho'isha, amen, amen," the Torah l'chayra does not mean "V'amro ho'isha, kel melech neman, kel melech neman." If the Torah meant that "amen" means "kel melech neman," the Torah would write "V'amro ho'isha, kel melech neman, kel melech neman." The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah is "V'amro ho'isha, amen, amen," which means the word "amen" is an independent word. It's a word in the dictionary. It's not a nutrikin. The average person doesn't understand that. The average guy will tell you there's no real word amen. The word amen is a fiction. It's a fiction. It's not a real word. It's not a real word. It means it's just a Rashi Tavis. And the Torah wrote Rashi Tavis. Really? Are you all in such a thing? Torah writes Rashi Tavis? Doesn't exist Rashi Tavis. There's no such thing. The Torah writes words. If it wrote amen, it means, the word amen means I confirm. The translation of the word amen means either I confirm, or maybe it means faithfulness. It means something. What it means exactly, figure it out. Okay, obviously it comes from the word of emunah, the shayushes of emunah. It comes from, you'll figure out whatever you'll figure out the word means, it means. I confirm, Hashem is faithful. We have taken the license, Chazal have taken the license to make it easy for us and to told us that the essence of the translation of the word Amen can be hinted to in using Amen as a nutrigen. Kel Melech Neman. Unfortunately, this is the problem. We've taken the Tofel and made the Tofel into the Yikr. The average person thinks the word Amen doesn't exist in the dictionary, and the word Amen is just a new trick for Kel Mechlaman. No. That was the Tofel. That was a device Chazal invented in order to give us a good translation for the word. And they've used this mnemonic to help us. But that's not what the word really means. It means faithfulness. And that's what we should think. Shu Kel Melech Neman. And before we stop, there's one other vard. This beautiful vard. We give this two perushim of why it is the one that answers amen is greater than the one who makes the bracha. The third shot. I heard this shot. When you make a bracha, you are expressing two fundamentals. Number one, you are acknowledging the existence of the Creator, Baruch Atah Yudkei Vavkei Elokein, who is our God. And you're also acknowledging that Hashem is not just God. He is our King. He's not our King, He's the King of Melech Olam. Okay, just because you acknowledge a God doesn't necessarily mean that you view Him as your King. So you're acknowledging the principle called of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Hashem is the Melech. But you know, not every citizen in this country likes the Melech. La'avdil, Elif Avdal Shem Chol is a Trump likely everyone in the country? Not exactly, right? There's a third principle, that is Neman. Listen, Lahavu Elif Avdalas, say about a president, he's the boss. I acknowledge his power. He's the Melech. But to go and to say that he's Neman, everything that he does is correct. Correct. That's a new league. That's a new league. The one who makes the bracha is only expressing two concepts. Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Concept number two, Nelech Olam. And Hashem, you've done the Pekei Achirim. You opened up my eyes this morning. The one who ends his Amen is greater because he's expressing three concepts. Kel, you're the Ribbono Shel. Number two, Melech, you're the king. Number three, Neman. Three concepts. It all fits very well with
Neman's
what we learned.
Do what?
Hashem is faithful.
Whatever he says he's going to do.
With everything that he does, is Atsur, Tamim, Pa'aloi, Kichol, Drachav, Mishpat, whatever Hashem does is perfect. You don't say that about the president, right? Whatever Hashem is, Neman.
Some people don't. I know somebody that does.
Whatever you do is perfect. That's a new principle. This goes back to what we said before. When you give someone the bracha, they give you back more. When this one makes the bracha, what are you contributing? You're a parent? That's also good to confirm. But you have to be moisef. The one who answers Amen is contributing nemanos. Nemanos. And that is why there's a beautiful minhag. Many of this minhag is they say brachas every single day to someone else. They have a partner. They have a partner where you say brachas to one person and they say brachas back to you. Why do they do this? Neman. You want to bring into your bracha emuna. What a beautiful thing. If I can make a bracha, I can bring emuna. Emuna can only be accomplished with a partner. Partner. We discussed so many times, what is emuna? Emuna doesn't just mean emuna in Hashem. Emuna means faith in your fellow man. Emuna, there's emuna. Hashem has faith in man. We discussed this. Modani lefnecha malachayvigam shakhsar tibi nishmasi. Bechemla, Desh, Rabo Emunasech. All of a sudden, we wake up in the morning, we're so religious, right? It's a funny thing, right? Rabo Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabo Emunasech. I don't know about you, Rabbi Sayyid. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not in a very religious mood. It's not the first thing that comes to my mind. I have other things on my mind. I'm not so religious. What can I tell you? Unfortunately, Chaval, I aspire, but I'm not. So everyone is so religious? No, so they're Pivarush. Some say no. You have to be. But others say, we had the whole discussion. Rabbi Munasecha doesn't mean that we have faith in Hashem. It means, Hashem, you put me into this world. You woke me up today. Do you know the dangers that lurk out there in this world? Do you know how many nisyonos I'm going to have today? Wherever I turn, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to do an avera. You trust me? You put my neshama back in my body to go and live another day and to blow it? Hashem says, yeah, I do. You know why? Rabba emuno sech, the faith, your faith, Hashem, is great. The faith that you have in me, shechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla, you, Hashem, have put my neshama back in this world, a world of chaos, because rabba emuno sech, the faith that you have in man is very great. Your faith, not the faith that I have in you, the faith that you have in me, that I will be able to be oymed in the nisyonos, is very great. If Hashem has faith in man, don't you think we should have faith in man? Don't you think we should trust one another? So when you say, when you talk about emuna, the full scope of emuna is not just have faith in Hashem, faith in your fellow man. When you bring another partner into your bracha, you say a bracha and he answers amen, and he says, Neman, it's not just, oh, he's adding, we have faith in Hashem. You only can appreciate emuna when you have a dogma of emuna in this world. Where is your dogma of emuna in this world? I trust you. The whole world is built on trust. You walk in the street, you trust that no one's going to run you over. The people, they go in the car. You trust the guy, he's not going to run you over. He's going to stop by the red light. You keep your eyes open. But it's suicidal to cross the street. There are cars zooming down 50 miles an hour. You really trust they're going to stop?
No.
You really trust? No. Well, there are two types of driver you should know. Okay, there's the driver that has, like, you know, you make a left turn. Make a left turn. There are two times. I'm a scaredy cat. I will not make a left turn unless I know that the guy coming, even if he maintains his current speed, I'm not going to get hit. He's so far away, he can continue going as fast as he's going. It's not possible to me. And then there are people, a lot of people, Rav Meir, you know what I'm talking about? Who make a left turn, and if Al Derech HaTeva, you make a left turn, and the guy's coming at a speed, he's coming at a speed that he's gonna crash. He's going to crash. There's nothing to talk about. Make a left turn, he's coming down, and the only reason why you make that left turn is because you have faith that he sees you make that left turn, and he's going to slow down. Those are the two types of drivers. Okay? I am a scaredy cat. I don't trust anyone. Unfortunately, I'm not such a good driver anyway. You have to anyway be able. But then there are people who drive. And people, when you sit in the back seats, like me, with a driver who has faith in everyone else, you get really scared. Right? You get really scared because, listen, you may have faith for yourself.
You say tell him.
You say tell him. Allah, that's going to do for you.
Regarding the Amen, I read very scary tragedy that happened for one of the advisors and great friend of the king that was Jewish, and he didn't say Amen towards Sham Berachot, that another person did. He was busy with the Amidah, and he was killed, and he should say Amen. It is great.
Okay.
If someone see that,
can we stop? Take a break for 2 minutes, and then we'll talk about some of the parasha.
Busy. They cannot say Amen. You should not say Hello. You should say slow.
Okay.
Not to make them and their gezer.
Seven. Bring you here. You explain the universe.
The way I drive, you should definitely not trust. This is the Russian picture. Possible.
Okay, I'm sure it's going to be
hit, but that's another little word. They say all the passes, Bas Yisrael, and the brachas, Mesaynas, like it was kissing.
Pass Kisnan, pass Baba Kisnan.
But that's what they say in the Psalm. They're giving you a little more information.
The O you can't do, the O you at Belsky.
Can't do that because
he disagreed with this. Fire.
So, what do all the people who get the O you mean?
I don't know what the policy is. The only difference is do whatever you want. Yeah. They can't write on, they can't write this.
Right, but
that's
but
the
they write more. They write.
The Farish, Mazonas. Yeah. They hold some Mazonas.
Yeah, but it's Pass Kisnan.
Pass Baba Kisnan. Okay, that's fine.
God has his allies and his enemies too. I don't know what the split is, but
There's no difference that you say Amen, you don't say Amen.
Oh, Shalom, Shalom, Ad. Right, we don't do this. Only you do it. We don't do this.
I say you don't, so yeah.
We don't do this. We're not religious.
He's not mechaber. He's not according to mechaber.
We're not religious.
No, I say if he's mechaber or Rama is going to say not to amen.
I don't think so. I don't think mechaber will talk about this.
Why not?
They don't think
this is important.
They're not talking about it. Okay, for today, I want to talk about the topic of